Chapter 16 Goffman saw much social interaction as impression management. Can you think of any social interactions that do not involve impression management? There probably is no social situation that does not involve any impression management. That is, there is probably almost always some impression management when there is more than one person on the scene. The point to examine is that the amount of impression management varies from very low, perhaps almost zero levels to very high levels. A very low level of impression management manifests when two family members are alone. This is probably especially true if they are both engrossed in activities that distract from the fact that they are in the same physical space. Family members that are in a heated argument are another example where there is a very low level of impression management. This can even be true in public if the argument is really out of control. In the above situations, if the individuals are very young children, there will be practically no impression management, because impression management is learned. The infant has no conception of the rules and customs of his society. He does not know the consequences of making a bad impression. The infant is probably not embarrassed of anything he does. However, one can argue that there is some spontaneous impression management with infants, especially toddlers. When people enter the room, the infant's behavior and reactions may change. Whether or not this is true impression management is debatable, because impression management usually involves a controlled or inhibitory set of responses to control the impression that others perceive. The very young infants may respond to the presence of others, but the infant is probably not concerned about what others will think of him. He is concerned about obtaining food, being relieved of uncomfortable wet diapers, or obtaining some stimulation from the people in his environment. Of course, we do not really know what an infant is thinking about, but no doubt the lowest level of impression management is exhibited by the infant. Situations where there is more impression management than within the family are in school and in the workplace. Both the student and the employee usually want to make an impression that they are respectable, self-disciplined, and hard workers. Mediocre students and workers might be more inclined to worry about their impression than the more successful and hard-working individuals. The more successful hard workers will spontaneously project the right impression. They really do not have to do any acting to convey the right image to others. However, the less successful mediocre individuals may have to pretend act that they are working hard when the professor or boss scrutinizes their work and behavior. The situations that involve the most impression management are large formal ceremonies, such as weddings and funerals. Such events may be televised if they involve royalty or famous individuals. This probably increases the tendency to manage impressions even more. Thus, impression management varies from very low to very high, but there are other dimensions involved with the management of the personal images and information projected to others. One of these dimensions is honesty versus dishonesty. The individual in a given situation can project an image that ranges from honesty, an accurate representation of himself, to dishonesty, a fraudulent representation of who he is. Another dimension, or perhaps a set of dimensions, is the nature of the image that is being projected. For example, teenagers may want to project one type of image to their parents and another type of image to their friends. This can be stated another way. Basically, we try to project an image that is appropriate to our roles. Our roles may vary from one environment to another, and in each environment we must project an appropriate image to be accepted by the other individuals involved. In some of these environments we can relax our guard, and in other environments we must focus a considerable amount of energy to project the right image. We want to and need to make the right impression to survive in a successful way in our society.